What we're going to do tonight is a little bit different for those that have been with us before. At times, there's a time of worship and praise and testimony. Then we'll have a teaching, and then we pray for people who are sick. Other times, we've had extended worship. Well, tonight, we're going to try something a little bit different, and that is, it's a soaking service, but we've actually have Carolyn and Margaret and Nick to have them sing over us. And what I would like you to do, as you'll see on your sheet there, this is a time when we want you to meet God face to face. If you want to spread out, if you want to go to another table, and the reason we're asking that is this, you need to know him. In the days ahead, you may not be able to get to a church. You may not be able to find other Christian friends. And when you know him, everything's fine. And so we're going to give you an opportunity tonight to come and sit in his presence, to have everyone sing over you. God comes, and the Bible says that he inhabits the praises of his children, that he actually takes up residence in our midst. As we were praying earlier tonight, we saw an open heaven over the sanctuary here, and that God has his angels ascending and descending, and there is actually a ring of fire around the property for those who are able to see. And so it's a time, it's a special time, and we want you to be able to put everything aside. We ask that if you know the songs that everyone's singing, that if you're going to sing them in your mind or so low that you're not going to disturb the person next to you. This is not a corporate sing-along. This is a time to soak and be in God's presence. During the service, if you are in need of prayer, we're going to have people over on the sides, and you can go and have people pray with you as everyone is singing. If you want to take communion, we have communion set up over to your right, and so you can take it for yourself, or you can have someone administer it for you and with you. If you need to talk with someone, please either go outside or go up into the church somewhere else. What we're doing here tonight is to say, Lord, here we are. There's no agenda. We don't have to be at a specific time. If all of a sudden it's an hour and you say, I got to go, that's okay. We'll see you in January. We want you to be here as long as you want to be here until finally I turn the lights off and we kick you out. Okay? But really, this night is for you with Jesus. And so if Beverly and Nick and Carolyn and Margaret would come, please. And again, if you want to spread out, please go right ahead and spread out and just enter into all that God has.
We're so glad to be here tonight. This is going to be a little bit different than Cornerstone people are used to. And that's okay. We like different. We don't want to be like everybody else. So just kind of relax in the Lord tonight. Psalms 92 says, it is good to praise the Lord and to make music to your name, O Lord Most High. To proclaim your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night. For you make me glad by your deeds, O Lord. I sing for the joy at the work of your hands. How great are your works, O Lord. How profound are your thoughts. The senseless man does not know. Fools do not understand. But you, O Lord, are exalted forever. Thank you, Lord.
I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise.
Bible says when we were children, we were in slavery under the basic principles of the world. But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full right of sons. Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. For you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you an heir.
Father, Father, Abba.
call me into my destiny. I call you my King. I call you my love. Well, I call you Father. I call you my love, well, I call you Father. And you quiet me with your love. You quiet me with your love. Lord, you quiet me with your love. You're healing.
Lord,
Psalms 90 says, Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. You have been our dwelling place. Before the mountains were born, or you were brought forth from the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to your children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us, because you have been our dwelling place, Lord, throughout the generations.
I love you.
Stop what we're doing here tonight. Practice went well. We were doing great. And the enemy has no place here, and we just bind every spirit that is trying to come against us tonight. We command you in the name of Jesus to go to the feet of Jesus. There is no place for you here tonight. We're going to worship the Lord. We're going to praise you. We're going to lift your name high above the heavens and the earth. We're going to glorify the Lord tonight. And we're going to worship you in such a way, God, there's not going to be any room for any darkness to prevail here. God, you are the King of glory, the righteous ruler of the earth. There is no name above you, Lord. You are the highest name of all creation. You're the King of kings. You're the Lord of lords. God, we know you're coming back one day. And Lord, until then, we're going to just endure, Lord. We're going to go and we're going to spread your word. And we're going to tell the world that you are coming back. That you are coming back, and you're coming back after a spotless church, a church without a single blemish. God, I pray in the meantime, make us righteous. Help us to walk in that righteousness. Help us to walk in that sanctification, Lord, that you offered, that you have offered at the cross. Lord, we glorify you, and we praise you, Lord. I just want every heart here tonight to just concentrate on the Lord. I want you to just to push back all those things that have been coming against you this week. All the finances, all the jobs, screaming babies, sick husbands, children that are rebellious. All the things that we want to push the Lord out and say, I'm bigger than all that. I want you to think about the Lord tonight. The Lord is here. The Lord is here. His presence is among us. All we have to do is connect. And the way we do that, number one, is saying, okay, Lord, it's me and you now. Nobody else. Nothing else. It's just me and you, Lord. No jobs, no finances, no marital problems. Just me and you. Without you, we are so nothing. We are nothing without you, Lord. God, I don't even want to think of a day without you, Lord. You have been my faithful friend, God. You have been such a kind and loving Lord. Even when I couldn't hear your voice because I was so far away from you, you were still there calling me.
No one else can take your place.
never let me go. Say that I'm your friend.
and answer me, for I am poor and I am so needy. I am poor and I am so needy. Guard my life, for I am devoted to you. You are my God. Save your servant who trusts in you. I know there's some here tonight that says, guard my life. I'm devoted to you, Lord. Save this servant. The floods are too big. The fire is too hot. Save me, Lord. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant. For you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. You are forgiving and good, O Lord, and abounding in love to all who call on you. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. In the day of my trouble, I will call to you, for you will answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, O Lord. No deeds can compare to yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you. O Lord, they will bring glory to your name. For you are great, and you do marvelous deeds. You alone are God.